place is loaded up with dead, but still the low white tombstones hunkered in the grass are baby teeth that bear us no ill will. Its stony wall and Gothic fence encompass a rural oasis tucked among the lanes of anxious row homes, corner stores, and taverns. At night, the brakes of the commuter train screech faintly beneath the screech of its environs. There, death is made to seem a shutting out of all the noise and fuss of dailiness, and somehow we feel more at ease about the last breath we all have awaiting us. Outside its gates, this life so thick with grief that we can hardly wait for that relief.